Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon, we're going to be featuring some music from vocalist Jimmy Scott, some music from sax player Kent Sangster, Dan Samarsay along the way as well, Harry Sweets Edison. A very special section of the show will highlight the music of Masiko Osaka, a drummer from Japan. We've also got music from pianist Lamont Johnson and a whole lot more. We're going to start off with some music from Jonah Jones, and we're going to listen to his version of Duke Ellington's Caravan. And next week and the week after that, I'll be celebrating the music of Duke Ellington. But we'll start things off this afternoon with Jonah Jones and his quartet with Caravan. Music from the great Jonah Jones Quartet with Major Holly on bass, J.C. Hurd on drums, and Andre Persiani on piano, and Duke Ellington's Caravan. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to 2 hours of jazz here on In Transition, coming to you live each and every week from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Hull and Ottawa area at 89.1 on your FM dial. Steve Yeager is an up-and-coming vibes player out of the United States, and we're going to listen to his latest CD. It's called April Sessions, featuring Bobby Peterson on piano, Irv Williams on tenor sax, and Tom Lewis is on bass. And we're going to listen to a great composition from Oliver Nelson. This one's called Stolen Moments. Thank you. one of the nicest versions of Oliver Nelson's Stolen Moments that you'll ever hear. That was Steve Yeager on vibes, Bobby Peterson on piano, Irv Williams on tenor sax, and Tom Lewis on bass. From Steve's album April Sessions, we heard Stolen Moments. And don't forget that we have a very special moment coming up this afternoon, starting at 5 o'clock. Our annual funding drive kicks off until March 28th, and starting next week on In Transition, I'll be asking for you to dial and donate and help out the station and help keep In Transition on the air for at least another year. That would certainly be much appreciated. Well, seeing as it's Duke Ellington's 100th anniversary of his birth, we're going to listen now to some music from Ron Gill. He's an up-and-coming vocalist out of the Boston area, and he has a beautiful CD out called The Songs of Billy Strayhorn. And I don't think that this song needs any introduction.
I used to visit all the very gay places, those come what may places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life to get the feel of life from jazz and cocktails. The girls I knew had sad and sullen gray faces with disdain gay traces that used to be there. You could see where they'd been washed away by too many through the day. 12 o'clock tales. Then you came along with your siren song to tempt me to madness. And I thought for a while that your poignant smile was tinged with the sadness of a great love for me. And yes, I was wrong again. I was wrong. Life is lonely again. And only last year, everything seemed so sure. Now life is awful again. A trough full of hearts could only be a bore. A week in Paris will ease the bite of it. All I care is to smile in spite of it. And I'll forget you, I will, while yet you are still burning inside my brain. Is mush, stifling those who strive. And I'll live a lush life in some small dive, and there I'll be while I rot with the rest of those whose lives are lonely too.
our diversity. Your radio. CHUO's Funding Drive 99 from March 14th to March 28th. Our goal is $30,000. Help us keep our diversity alive. Call 562-5967 or toll free at 1-877-294-CHUO to show your support. It's time to make a difference.
The best-kept secret in Sandy Hill is Café Nostalgica. Located at the University of Ottawa at 630 Cumberland, Café Nostalgica offers creative dishes made of the freshest ingredients. After you've tried one of their daily specials or homemade desserts, you'll be making dates to introduce your friends to this lovely smoke-free café. Café Nostalgica has a relaxed atmosphere, friendly bilingual service, and a patio you can enjoy well into the fall. Whether you want to go at 7 a.m. for breakfast or later in the day for, let's say a microbrew, Café Nostalgica is waiting for you. Taste it yourself. Café Nostalgica, 630 Cumberland. In Sandy Hill, Ottawa.
We just heard some music from a wonderful pianist out of the States. His name is Lamont Johnson, and he released an album for the Master Scores label entitled 242 East 3rd. And we just heard a composition from Lamont entitled Charismatica. Before that, we heard Ron Gill and a wonderful reading of Billy Strayhorn's Lush Life, and that was taken from his new album entitled The Songs of Billy Strayhorn. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM at 89.1 on your FM dial. Now I'm going to be featuring some music from a very special musician out of Japan. He's making quite a name for himself. His name is Masahiko Osaka, and he's just released an album called Walking Down Lexington. And featured on this album, we've got Kim Nazarian on vocals, Mulgrew Miller's on piano, and Christian McBride on bass. We've also got Mark Gross on soprano and alto sax throughout the album. And special guests on this recording include Dusko Gojkovic on trumpet and flugelhorn, and Phil Woods on alto sax. And you're going to hear a bit of Phil coming up in this next set. We're going to listen to three compositions from this album, starting off with an original from Masahiko. It's entitled Chat Trois Couleurs, and then we're going to follow that up with Walking Down Lexington, and we'll close out the set with The River Flows Into the Night.
Thank you. walking down Lexington for intimate attraction. There's something I found walking down Lexington, a sense of satisfaction. Through the night. into the night. I cry one again, saying goodbye till the bitter end. I know it's over. Shed my tears on the shore.
Lovely vocals there from Kim Nazarian and a composition entitled The River Flows Into the Night. Walking Down Lexington before that, and we started off with Chat Trois Couleurs, and it was from an album by Japanese drummer Masahiko Osaka, and the album is called Walking Down Lexington. And my name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition as we're on the cusp of our annual funding drive. Kicks off this afternoon at 5 p.m. and continues until March the 28th. So we're asking for each and every one of you out there to dial and donate and help keep our station going for a little while longer and provide the best in community radio for the Ottawa Hull area and surroundings, going into even Upper New York State. We're going to continue now with some music from Jimmy Scott. Now, he's one of the world's greatest singers, but unless you're already a fan, you've probably never heard of Jimmy Scott. To hear him live performing ballad after ballad is to experience an emotional catharsis like no other. And I can personally vouch for that. I saw him a few years ago in Montreal, and it was absolutely incredible. What he actually does is he strips the lyric down to its core meaning, phrasing each word precisely, singing so slowly that the tension is almost unbearable. Just one Jimmy Scott song contains enough drama for a night at the opera. Jimmy's high, piercing vocal style has influenced scores of singers, among them Frankie Lyman, Nancy Wilson, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, and even Frankie Valli. Some of his admirers include Quincy Jones, Bill Cosby, Liza Minnelli, Ruth Brown, and director David Lynch. But Jimmy Scott's career has suffered so many bad twists of fate that even O. Henry would have to frown. And until now, this artist has never gotten the recognition that he deserves. Jimmy Scott has just been too far ahead of his time. And as Ray Charles says, Jimmy had soul way back when people weren't using the word. Jimmy Scott was born in Cleveland, Ohio on July 17, 1925. And he still continues to sing and make beautiful music. On this recording, which is entitled All the Way, we've got Kenny Barron on piano, Ron Carter on bass, Grady Tate on drums, John Pisano on guitar, and David Fathead Newman is on sax. Now give a listen to this version of Matt Dennis's great composition, Angel Eyes.
Try to think that love's not around. Still, it's uncomfortably near. My old heart ain't gaining no ground. Because my angel eyes ain't here. Angel eyes that old devil sent. They glow unbearably bright. Need I say that my love's misspent with angel eyes tonight. So drink up, all you people. Order anything you see. And the last on me. Pardon me, but I gotta run. The facts uncommonly clear. Gotta find who's now number one, and why my angel eyes ain't here.
Hey, there's jobs opening at CHUO. CHUO FM 89.1, the University of Ottawa's campus and community radio station, is looking for a sales and marketing director. The sales and marketing director is responsible for the sale of all commercial advertising for the station, including sponsorships and spot advertising. Additional functions include marketing and promotional activities. You should be self-motivated and enthusiastic. You must have sales and marketing experience for at least 1 year, fluently bilingual, and well-organized and able to meet deadlines. And most of all, you have to love community radio. So apply now. CHUO offers a base salary plus commission, competitive bonus plan, and benefit. So send your resume and a cover letter explaining your interest to the selection committee. CHUO FM, University of Ottawa, 85 University, Suite 227, Ottawa, Ontario, K1N6N5, and the fax number, area code 613-562-5848. And good luck.
Our diversity. Your radio. Non-commercial, not-for-profit, we are CHUO 89.1 FM. Help us keep the diversity alive. Call 562-5967 or toll-free 1-877-294-CHUO and show your support for Funding Drive 99 from March 14th to March 28th. It's time to make a difference.
The PACE 2000 Foundation is organizing intergenerational panel discussions every Wednesday. They bring together students and seniors to explore issues of their concern in a spirit of partnership. Tune into CHUO FM 89.1 every Wednesday from noon till 12:30 to hear unique live open forum discussions.
Deutsche South Ottawa, 90 minutes of entertainment in German on CHUO Radio 89 FM. The program includes eclectic German music, the event calendar, Major League Soccer results, plus tidbits of useless information, and more with me, host Oswin Lohr, Sundays at 3 p.m. Deutsche South Ottawa.
We just heard some music from sax man Danny Lerman, from his album Danny's Island. We listened to the title track. Before that, Jimmy Scott with Angel Eyes, and that's from his CD released on the Sire label, and it's called All the Way. Right now, I'm going to be focusing attention on sax player Kent Sangster. He has an album out on the Jazz Focus label out of, I believe it's out of Calgary, Alberta, and we're going to listen to three compositions from this CD, starting off with Mr. B. That's an original from Kent. And then we're going to follow that up with a beautiful version of Johnny Mercer and Hoagie Carmichael's composition. In fact, it's Hoagie Carmichael's 100th anniversary of his birth this year, celebrating with Duke Ellington. So I'm trying to put together a show within the next 2 weeks or over the next 2 weeks to feature both of these fine musicians, Ellington and Carmichael. But anyway, the name of this song is Everything Happens to Me. And we're going to conclude with another original from Kent Sangster called Border Crossing.
Thank you. Thank you.
One of the nice things about that last piece that we just heard was a special guest on this recording of Kent Sangster's Mick Goodrich on guitar. What a wonderful guitarist. It's too bad that he's no longer with us, but when he was, he just strummed some beautiful melodies there behind Kent Sangster's wonderful tenor sax playing. Drew Gress on bass and Owen Howard was on drums. The piece we heard before that was Mr. B, and it featured David Liebman on soprano sax. Again, David Gress on bass, Owen Howard on drums, and Kent Sangster himself sharing the soprano sax role with Dave Liebman. We're going to go for one more before we move on to some music from Dan Saint-Marseille. This one's called Border Crossing, and it's an original from Kent, again featuring Mick Goodrich on guitar, Drew Gress on bass, Owen Howard on drums, and this time Kent Sangster is on soprano sax. That was music from Kent Sangster, our featured artist this afternoon, with a composition entitled Border Crossing, and that was from his album entitled Adventures, and that's on the Jazz Focus label out of Calgary, Alberta. And you should be able to pick this one up in your favorite music store. Some very fine music. I forgot to mention also on piano throughout this album, we've got John Ballantyne, and this was recorded in 1995 in Pennsylvania. going to continue with some music from Dan Saint-Marsay from an album that he released in 1995 on the Resurgent Music label. The album is called Retrospection. It features Ron Hachette on guitar, Benjamin May on bass, Denny Dennis on drums, and on Latin percussion, we've got Pancho Sanchez. Let's listen to Dan's version of the great Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke composition, Like Someone in Love.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it. A couple of gentlemen from Germany by the name of Rud Wiener and Urs Weissner. And their album is entitled Blue Snow. And we just heard the title track. Actually, it's called Blue Snow, Blues Now. And that's out of Germany via Switzerland. And it's a very, very interesting CD. It's entitled Music for Marimba and Vibraphone. Before that, we heard some music from Dan Saint-Marseille and Like Someone in Love from his album Retrospection. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition, and we're just on the verge of our funding drive. It starts this afternoon, officially at 5 p.m., and carries through until March the 28th. I'm going to continue now with some music from trumpet player Harry Sweets Edison. We've got Charles Polo Coker on piano, and I'm wondering if he's any relation to Dolo Coker. I remember a pianist by that name many years ago. Earl Palmer on drums, Charles Isaac is on bass, and Jerome Richardson on tenor and soprano sax. Also playing throughout the album is Paul Humphrey, replacing Earl Palmer on drums. We're going to listen to an original from Harry Edison. This one is entitled 7-Eleven. Thank you. That was the great Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet and a composition entitled 7-Eleven. We're going to continue now, and we're probably going to close out the show this afternoon with some music from South African pianist Abdullah Ibrahim, Belton Bullock on bass, George Gray on drums, and the string orchestra of members of the Youth Orchestra of the European Community. This album is called The Wedding, and actually the album's called African Suite. We're going to listen to The Call, Demira Blue, and The Wedding. This is music again from pianist Abdullah Ibrahim.
Thank you.
We just heard some music from Abdullah Ibrahim, and in case you were wondering what that had to do with jazz, this is Abdullah's venture into a sort of a classical stream of playing. His album is called African Suite. It's on the Just in Time label, and we just heard The Wedding, Demira Blue, and The Call. My name is Randy McKelligan. I'll be back next week with another edition of In Transition. In the meantime, stay tuned for Oswin Lowe and his German news, music, and commentary until 4:30 this afternoon. Bye for now.